Hallelujah. All right, let's have a seat. Without your Bibles, your notepad, your pen, and let's look into the Word of God together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we've been studying the manifestation of the Spirit. The manifestation of Spirit, and this is the third study in the series. And we began by seeing how that it's important for us to know, to have knowledge, insight into the things of God. Paul emphasized knowledge. There's need for accurate, precise information, knowledge. And we took our text from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. If you are listening online, get a right spot. If you are in traffic, well, you could take notes with your devices, anything. Devise a means on your device. Hallelujah. Find a way to take notes. Glory to God. And let's study. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians 12. Amen. From verse 1, Bible says, now concerning spiritual gifts, we've said we should strike out gifts. Praise God. Of course, but the focus of 1 Corinthians 12 is mainly on gifts, but not just gifts, as we shall see. So, now concerning spirituals, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols. However, you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Hallelujah. So, let's start writing. We've been examining this text of the Bible. We've been examining this text of the Bible. And we've seen the importance of knowledge concerning the things of the Spirit. We've been examining this text of the Bible, and we've seen the importance of knowledge concerning the things of the Spirit. We've seen how the way to pursue spirituals is by pursuing the knowledge of God's word concerning it. That is, we don't say there's no need for knowledge. Let's just go after the things of Spirit. Let's run wild. No. Knowledge is essential. So we've seen how the way to pursue spirituals is by pursuing the knowledge of God's word concerning it. You know, that's why Paul says, concerning the things of the Spirit, or concerning spirituals, I would not have you ignorant. I would love to inform you. Amen. So, the way to pursue spirituals is by pursuing the knowledge of God's word concerning it. Because the realm of the spirituals is vast. The realm of the spiritual is vast. Now, you could put an hyphen. Light and darkness. Truth and falsehood. Light and darkness. Truth and falsehood are forces operating there. So when we say the realm of the spiritual is so vast, we mean, there are different forces operating in the spirit. The spiritual realm is a place for all kinds of forces. We have the forces of light, we have the forces of darkness. Glory to God. Forces of light and of darkness. So we have truth and falsehood. These are forces operating there. Let's keep writing. Hence, the believer must, by the word of God, discern and recognize that which is of Christ. Hence the believer must, by the word of God, discern and recognize that which is of Christ and that which is not of Christ. Hence the believer must, by the word of God, discern and recognize that which is of Christ and that which is not of Christ. Hallelujah. Look up. So, the man that says, let's just endeavor to go after the things of Spirit, and is not emphasizing the place of knowledge is a man that would shortchange you or cheat you and rob you of discernment in the things of the spirit. At the end of the day, you may be able to experience or explore spiritual things, but you will not, your discernment will not be sharp to know the difference. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, let me give you an example. Sometimes, you know, we have this loose way of saying, a man can pray into water and it will work for you. Amen. And he's doing it in the name of Jesus. Do you agree with that? That I can pray into water and then you drink it and healing comes. You believe in that? Right? A man can bless anything. A man can pray into anything. We can use handkerchiefs. So God can use objects. But do you know that we can, by the word of God, discern which one is of Christ and which is not, which one is not of Christ? That is, we don't say, well, since it's working and he prayed, he used the name of Jesus, it must be of God. When we look at scriptures, we see a pattern of how objects were used. Hallelujah. And then by the same word, we're able to discern. We know the difference. When it genders into idolatry, for instance, we can't say it's of God. I mean, when people's faith rests exclusively on materials, glory to God, that's already idolatry. So we saw how God used objects in scriptures. When Elisha's bones, for instance, he raised a man from the dead, they didn't deify that bone to now begin to use it to heal people or to raise the dead. It was a one-time operation. Hallelujah. So it is by the word of God we learn discernment. Let's keep writing. Also, we've seen that the vastness of this realm is the reason why Paul wants us to know that the things of the Spirit of Christ have a starting point and a boundary. You remember we said this last week. The reason we've seen that the vastness of this realm is the reason why Paul wants us to know that the things of the Spirit of Christ have a starting point and a boundary. Praise God. And what is that boundary again? It says it's about Jesus. Hallelujah. It's about the gospel. Because the spiritual realm is so vast, Paul wants us to know the boundary. Glory to God. That is, there's a boundary. There's a way to stay safe in that zone. And we said, it is about Jesus. Glory to God. It is about Jesus. Listen, so that means we are not to be found pointing to signs and wonders, manifestations, and all that. Who are we to point to? Christ. Amen. That is the boundary, and that's the safe ground. Anything other than that, you're already on a slippery path. Glory to God. So at verse 3, that's right. At verse 3 says, therefore I make known to you. Okay, listen now. I'm just quoting that portion of scripture. At verse 3 says, therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit of God. So let's write. That is the first thing he wants us to know. That is the first thing he wants us to know. Hallelujah. That is the first thing he wants us to know. The operations of the Spirit in Christ begin with acknowledging Jesus as the Lord. That is the first thing he wants us to know. That the operations of the Spirit in Christ begin with acknowledging Jesus as Lord. Hallelujah. It begins with what? Acknowledging Jesus as what? As Lord. That's where it starts from. And then, you know, we've seen that to say Jesus is accursed is to not see him in his resurrection, is to not believe in the gospel. Hallelujah. Let's keep writing. The word speaking, as used here, is the Greek word laleo. The word speaking, as used here, is the Greek word laleo. L-A-L-E-O. Laleo, as we saw in the last teaching. The word speaking as used here is the Greek word laleo, as we saw in the last teaching, and it demands a very careful consideration. It demands a very careful consideration. Glory to God. It demands a very careful consideration. The speaking is more about the utterance or preaching of men. The speaking is more about the utterance or the preaching of men. That is when we say anyone speaking by the Spirit of God cannot call Jesus accursed. We are not talking about having normal conversations. Glory to God. It is more about their utterances. Things portended or portrayed to be inspired by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So the speaking is more about their utterances or their preaching. Glory to God. Now that's the word translated speak. This singular word, laleo, is translated speak. It's also translated speaks. And you can pack all the family members, all the extended family of speak. Speak, speaks. What else? Speaking, right? Spoke, spoken. Glory to God. Don't put spoken there, so. Speak, speak, speaking, spoke, spoken. Also, preaching. It's also translated preaching. And it's translated preached. Past tense. Preaching, preached. Etc. Let's keep writing. Though it's used for normal conversations among men, it is also used for the preaching of the gospel or prophetic utterances. Though it is used for normal conversations among men, it is also used for the preaching of the gospel or prophetic utterances. Now let's see some relevant examples. I hope you got that. Though it is used for normal conversations, that is speaking. Of course, when you see the word speaking, Bible or speaking, it could also just be about, you know, speaking any normal thing. But when it says speaking by the Spirit, amen, that's beyond normal conversation. It is either it's about preaching or prophetic utterances. Glory to God. Acts of Apostles 20 and verse 30. Acts 20:30. Glory to God. Acts 20 and verse 30. Hallelujah. Praise God. Acts 20:30. Paul says, also from among yourselves, men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. When he says men will rise up speaking perverse things, you know he's referring to false teachers, right? So the speaking is about what? It's preaching. It's their message, their sermons. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 14:6. 1 Corinthians 14:6. 1 Corinthians 14:6 says, but now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you unless I speak to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, or by teaching? So you see, either it's preaching or prophetic utterances. Praise God. Look at this other place. 2 Peter 3:16. Glory to God. 2 Peter 3:16. Peter speaking, he says, as also in all his epistles, talking about Paul, speaking in them of these things, in which some things are hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. Oh, so Paul speaking in his epistles. What was he speaking? He was preaching. Praise God. Let's see also Mark 2:2. Mark 2:2. Mark's Gospel. Chapter 2:2. Praise God. Bible says, immediately many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door, and he preached the word to them. That word preached there is the same word, laleo. Acts of Apostles 8:25. Acts of Apostles 8:25. And you see why I'm towing this route very soon. That, you know, because when it comes to fake signs and wonders, or when it comes to falsehood, false signs and wonders, or wrong, maybe magical demonstrations and all those, you know, occultic powers, it is always done mostly in the environment of false teaching. Praise God. That is, the man who is a false teacher also has a doctrine. So you don't just see lying, signs and wonders. You will find preaching. So the man that says Jesus is glorified will see signs and wonders. The man that also considers Jesus to be accursed can also come with signs and wonders. Glory to God. But you know, that speaking is not just saying him saying, Jesus is accursed. Jesus, no, it's a doctrine. Hallelujah. So Acts of Apostles chapter 8 and verse 25. Acts 8:25. So when they are testified and preached the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. So that's the same word, laleo. They preached. Acts 13:42. So when the Jews went out of the synagogue, the Gentiles begged that the word might be preached to them the next Sabbath. That's the same word, laleo. Acts 14:25. Bible says, it seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Acts 14:25. Glory to God. That's why it's good to read your text before coming. Amen. Acts 14:25. Now when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to where? Attalia. So it's the same word. Now let's see the last place. Acts 11:19. This is where it's translated, preaching. It's the same word, ladio. So the speaking is not just about a normal conversation. It's about preaching or prophetic utterances. Acts 11:19. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Preaching the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Acts 19. Preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. So that's the same word, laleo. Amen. So listen, let's write. So preaching or utterances by the Spirit. Preaching or utterances by the Spirit is what Paul had in mind at 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 2. Preaching or utterances by the Spirit is what Paul had in mind at 1 Corinthians 12 verse 3. Praise God. That is when he says no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. It's about preaching or prophetic utterance. Hallelujah. And then let's keep writing. The word calls. No one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. That word calls is the Greek word lego. L-E-G-O. Lego. L-E-G-O. Which also means to describe. It means to describe. It means to teach, exhort, or affirm. It means to describe, teach, exhort, or affirm. No one speaking by the Spirit of God describes or teaches or exhorts or affirms that Jesus is accursed. Hallelujah. Let's keep writing. It means to describe, teach, exhort, or affirm. So it isn't about saying Jesus is accursed one time. It's not just saying Jesus is accursed. I mean, listen, look up now. If somebody comes into this place and says, Jesus is accursed, would you listen? Would any believer fall for that? Huh? In fact, those whose doctrines deny the work of Christ, if you go to the assembly and you say, Jesus is accursed, they will stone you. Amen. So that is not what we are saying. It's not somebody coming and just saying, Jesus is accursed. It's in a form of doctrine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's keep writing. So it isn't just about saying Jesus is accursed verbally or verbatim. Amen. It's not about saying Jesus is accursed verbatim. It's about having a doctrine that doesn't uphold the facts of his resurrection. It is not just about saying Jesus is accursed verbatim. It's about having a form of doctrine or a doctrine that doesn't uphold the facts of his resurrection. Hallelujah. It's about having a doctrine that doesn't uphold the facts of his resurrection. In fact, the phrase no one speaking by the Spirit of God, in quote, the phrase no one speaking by the Spirit of God, in quote, is considered to be an idiom for inspiration among scholars. That is, that phrase, speaking by the Spirit of God, that phrase itself is considered to be an idiom among scholars, idiom for divine inspiration. Hallelujah. So this is about a form of doctrine. Doctrine that negates or denies the fact of Jesus' resurrection. Hallelujah. So the man that says Jesus is Lord, the man who by the Spirit of God says Jesus is Lord, is also a man who upholds the doctrine of his resurrection, upholds the facts of his resurrection. It's not just about the declaration amongst men. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know, I said this some years ago, look up, that if the way we know false teachers and sound teachers is that a sound teacher will say Jesus is Lord, then I mean, we can't even know them. Praise God. Many false teachers are saying that. Hallelujah. There's a man around this area. This axe is here now. Down to Cotton Wigby and all that. A certain man. Praise God. He also says Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Praise God. That does not mean anything. Hallelujah. Look at 1 John. Just like what John said at 1 John. 1 John 4. It is not just saying Jesus has come in the flesh. It's not just saying Jesus is Lord. It's about preaching and believing in that stuff. Having a persuasion concerning his resurrection from which your utterances flow. Glory to God. So your utterance is flowing from a place of conviction. You really believe in the work. 1 John chapter 4. Hallelujah. You know, there are Christians who actually believe that the man I mentioned earlier, I didn't mention his name. Some Christians believe that he's a true man of God. And they will fight you. And you know, the deception is some of the things he says. Can you say a man like this is not born again? But a man that says he was born again from his mother's womb cannot be born again. Praise God. Where did you receive the gospel? Where were you? From my mother's womb. Who was your pastor? I had no pastor. Who? You are not born again. He is a typical example of men shall arise. Men shall rise up. You just come from oblivion. Praise God. 1 John chapter 4. Hallelujah. But you know, in this Nigeria, poverty is so high. By the time you share rice, you share water, you share people, you are the Messiah. Praise God. 1 John 4. Sometimes collect the rice and still say he's a false teacher. 1 John 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit. Do not believe every spirit. But test the spirit whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is already and is now already in the world. So the question is this. What does it mean to say Jesus has come in the flesh? So anybody that says, Jesus has come in the flesh, that means he's speaking by the Spirit of God. No. It's about admitting to the facts of his work, his redemption, what he came to do in the flesh. Because we know that he partook of flesh and blood, that through death he may destroy him who has the power of death. Glory to God. So there is no, you know, affirming that Jesus came in the flesh or that Jesus rose again from the dead without affirming his work, what he did. The essence of his work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's start writing. One thing about false prophets and teachers. So I just gave you like a corroboration for 1 Corinthians 12 and 3. 1 John 4, 1 to 3. It's like the same thing, but different phrases. Different use of words, but the same. Amen. One thing about false prophets and teachers is that they have signs and wonders too. Glory to God. One thing about false prophets and teachers is that they have signs and wonders too. Glory to God. In fact, it's the same words used for both the power of God. It's the same words that is used for both the power of God and that of Satan. It's the same word. Amen. It is the same word. Hallelujah. So one thing about false teachers and false prophets is that they also have signs and wonders. And it is the same word that is used to describe both the power of God and the power of Satan. Look at Matthew 24 and verse 24. Matthew 24, 24. Let's walk through these portions of the Bible. Matthew 24, 24. Signs and wonders are not peculiar to the Christian faith, and it's the exact word used to describe the power of God, and it's also used to describe the power and the working of Satan. Matthew 24, 24. Praise God. Bible says, for false Christ and false prophets will rise up and show great signs and wonders to deceive. Look at the adjective. They will show what kind of sign? Great signs and wonders. To do what? If possible, even the elect. Hallelujah. Even the elect. I mean, that it will take serious discernment from the word of God to know that this is not it. If possible, you'll deceive even the elect. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see that? It demands carefulness. Hallelujah. John chapter 4 verse 48. John 4, 48. John chapter 4 and verse 48. The same word used for the power of God is also used for the power and the working of Satan. Then Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you by no means believe. The same word, signs and wonders, both in the English and the Greek. The same. Acts of Apostles chapter 2 verse 22. Acts of Apostles chapter 2 and verse 22. Bible says, men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. Signs and wonders. Acts 2:43. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Many wonders and signs. Acts 4:30. Glory to God. The same word. Hallelujah. Now, Acts 4:30. Now, from verse 29. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. Hallelujah. Acts, put down this also. Acts 5:12. Acts 5:12. Acts 6:8. The same expression. Jesus has signs and wonders. Satan also has signs and wonders. Acts 5:12, Acts 6:8, Acts 14:3, Romans 15:19, Romans 15:19, 2 Corinthians 12:12, 2 Corinthians 12:12, 2 Thessalonians 2:9, we'll come to that shortly, 2 Thessalonians 2:9, Hebrews 2:4, hallelujah, Hebrews 2:4. Let's keep writing. So signs and wonders must never take the lead. Hallelujah. Seeing that Paul is showing us the boundary. He has shown us the boundary, the safe ground. So signs and wonders must never do what? Must never take the lead. Amen. It must never take the lead. It's a slippery ground. Once signs and wonders are taking the lead, they are the things we are seeing. They are the prominent features. No. It's a slippery ground. Glory to God. It's a slippery ground. In fact, let me say this. Look up. You know, many years back, some revivals happened in Africa, Nigeria. And many of the leaders, or those who were at the forefront of those revivals, they gave themselves to prayer. They prayed. There wasn't study of God's word. There wasn't much preaching going on. I mean, but they prayed. And, you know, it got to a point people began to say, okay, there were outpourings of God's power. Began to experience God in great measures and intensity. You know, but all kinds of strange manifestations crept in. Glory to God. All kinds. I mean, we have a background in the CNS movement. And I remember clearly the kind of strange things that used to happen. Glory to God. And one of the things that, for me, I'm glad that we were never a part of the bigger picture, because this was like one of the assemblies of many of such places. So they used to accuse my dad in those days that he doesn't believe in spiritual things. Because all those things, he has a way of silencing those things and just discouraging them. So they used to say he doesn't believe in spirit. So when most of those people come here, they comport. Praise God. They say he doesn't believe in spirit. But you know, he found it strange because many things were happening. For instance, he said one time he went for the camp meeting and one man just began to play talking drums. And then one man began to jump around and began to jump and began to do some styles. And then because he was coming from an idolatrous root, in my hometown, we have a god in our house. I've been to our family home house before, and I followed my dad to where the idol is. So once you get home at that period, a particular period, you can't even eat yam. To eat yam is to grieve the idol. Praise God. So when my dad believed the gospel, we would always go home and he would go and torment them. He would knock on the door and say, "We are here, oh, and we are going to eat yam, oh." Praise God. And then he would just diss them and all that. So, but because he came from an idolatrous root, he knows, he has a bit of information about some of the things they used to play, the kind of tone. So the guy was playing the talking drum, he was playing normal things. But as that guy was giving him steps, he just changed to some of the things they used to play for their idols. And the guy that was dancing also was responding accordingly. Praise God. And so I mean, he was shocked. In church. Suddenly the guy just began to jump. And they said the kind of energy that was in him. I mean, how do you explain somebody who jumped like a canal? He just jumped it. Praise God. All manner of things. There was a man who, I think a hymn book or something, fell into the well and he began to sing and he levitated and entered the well and brought out the hymn book. What is that? Glory to God. Hymn book. Let's just go to the bookshop and buy another one. Do you understand? I mean, it's not a necessity. But you know, all those kind of powers existed. They were doing all manner of things. Glory to God. So, because there was no discernment by God's word. Amen. So, signs and wonders must never take the lead because it's a slippery ground. Let's keep writing. Satan has real powers. Amen. Satan has what? When people say, Satan doesn't have power, I'm not there. Hallelujah. I don't used to say such things. Because people who say such things are afraid to affirm that he has power. Because they think when they say he has power, that means, he can afflict them. Mm-mm. We have authority in Christ. That's settled. Glory to God. But you don't deny the fact that the Bible says we wrestle against what? Powers. So Satan has what? Real powers. He doesn't have real powers. All those jazz and occultic things, where do you think they are coming from? Is it from God? Hallelujah. Blood money. You don't believe in blood money? Me too, I don't believe in it. But people are doing it. Praise God. Abby? People are doing it. What kind of power would be behind turning a man into a money-making machine, ATM? Evil powers. Glory to God. Have they appeared to you before? Have you seen an appearance of somebody who came to challenge you before? Me, I've seen it. Hallelujah. Appear to you. Stop this thing. Stop. Leave this matter. They are powers. Glory to God. They are powers. And if you by the flesh just begin to say, there's no power, and it means you are not serious. Glory to God. As a Christian, you are not ready to face business. Glory to God. Because the man that acknowledges that there is real power at work in the world is the man that will know what he's up against. Glory to God. That's why some people will go and preach in the village and somebody will come out and begin to daze them. Amen. I'm going to do things. And because all through their lives, they've been denying that there's the possibility of other powers. They will not be able, they are not ready. Glory to God. So you just run. Hallelujah. You beat somebody with something and the person becomes a block or a wood right before you like this. What will you do? Say, it's not real. Praise God. You are meant to, by the power of God, bring about a miracle. Glory to God. So, Satan has real powers. Hallelujah. To make things happen. He has real powers to make things happen. Real powers. Hallelujah. Let's see 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9. Let me clarify something quickly. 2 Thessalonians 2, 9. Satan has real powers. Hallelujah. Was it last week we saw Prince of Persia wrestling with another angel? You know, that's power contending against power. It's clear. So, Bible even calls them what? You know, we saw that last week. Principalities and what? They call them powers. You say there's no power. Glory to God. Agbara. Praise God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9. So there's no point denying. We only affirm the supremacy and the authority of Christ. That's all. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. Praise God. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Now, what I wanted to clarify is the word lying. When Bible says lying wonders, it doesn't mean the wonders are not happening. Amen. The way to read that is wonders made to deceive. That is, the essence of the demonstration of power is so that men will be deceived. Glory to God. So it's not lying wonders because nothing is happening and people think something is happening. Remember when Moses went to Egypt? Remember that Moses did some things and they were replicating it. Amen. They were replicating it. They now got to a point where they knew there was a limit. Hallelujah. I mean, they parted the rest. What would you do? Those guys, they were even very stupid because some of the things they did not make sense. Somebody turns your water to blood. The remaining small one in the thing that you are meant to be drinking, you also now turned it to blood. Hallelujah. But that's what it's about anyway. Show off. So, lying wonders, wonders made to deceive. Glory to God. So the fact that Paul calls it lying wonders is not because nothing happens. The fact that Paul calls it lying wonders is not because nothing happens. Amen. But that all that happens is for the sake of deceiving men. All that happens is for the sake of what? Deceiving men. All that happens is for the sake of deceiving men. Let's keep writing. The word lying is the Greek word pseudos. You know the English word pseudo? When they say pseudonym, pseudonym is false name. Hallelujah. I remember back on campus, you see some people doing some manifestation of spirit, they say, pseudo, we're going to move, job. Praise God. Pseudo means he's just faking it. Praise God. So, pseudos, which also means conscious and intentional falsehood. Conscious and intentional falsehood. So, the wonders and the signs and the miracles are happening, but for the sake of doing what? Deceiving men. Hallelujah. For the sake of what? Deceiving men. Amen. So the wonders are really happening with the intention to deceive. Now the phrase working of Satan. The phrase working of Satan shows there's a force at work. The phrase working of Satan shows there's a force at work. The word working is the Greek word energia. The phrase working of Satan shows there's a force at work. You can't deny that there's a force at work. Glory to God. Listen. Are you aware we are dealing with spirits? Huh? So angels are ministering spirits, right? Now fallen angels, Satan and all that, they are also spirits, but unclean spirits. So you are dealing with forces. So when he says working of Satan, energia, it means there's a force, there's a power at work. That's the Greek word energia, E-N-E-R-G-E-I-A, E-R-G-E-I-A, which means efficiency. It means efficiency or strong, effectual working and operation. Efficiency or strong, effectual working and operation. Hallelujah. Efficiency, strong, effectual working and operation. According to Thayer's Greek definitions, it is used only of superhuman power. According to Thayer's Greek definitions, it is used only of superhuman power, whether of God or of the devil. Glory be to God. Whether of God or of the devil. Working. It is used only of superhuman power, whether of God or of the devil. Write down this text. Ephesians 1:19. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7. Ephesians 1:19. Ephesians 3:7. Philippians 3:21. Colossians 1:29. 2 Thessalonians 2:9. Ephesians 1:19, Ephesians 3:7, Philippians 3:21, Colossians 1:29, 2 Thessalonians 2:9. Listen to these translations. Analytical literal translation. It says, of whom is this, that is the lawless ones' arrival, according to the supernatural working of Satan, in all power and signs and wonders of deceit. Praise God. Supernatural power and signs and wonders of deceit. Darby's translation says, whose coming is according to the working of Satan in all power and signs and wonders of falsehood. So, those things, there's no denying that there's power at work. There's no denying that there's a force. Praise God. Do you know that we were delivered from the power of darkness? If there was no power, why were we held in darkness for that long? And now what power there is force. There was a force holding us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So again, let's keep writing. So again, it's clear that any craze. So again. Hallelujah. So again, it is clear that any craze or obsession for spirituals that isn't about Jesus is to be discarded. Again, it's clear that any craze or obsession for spirituals that isn't about Jesus is to be discarded. Hallelujah. So again, it's clear that any craze or obsession for spirituals that isn't about Jesus is to be discarded. God's own miracles have always been an accompaniment to his gospel. God's own miracles have always been an accompaniment to his gospel. God's own miracles have always been an accompaniment to his gospel. Hallelujah. Right from the Old Testament. Now write this down. Hebrews 4, 1 to 2. God's own miracles have always been an accompaniment to his gospel. Right from the Old Testament. Hebrews 4, 1 to 2. You know what? Hebrews 4, 1 to 2. The writer says, take it lest you miss this rest. And then it says, for the same word which was spoken to them, the same gospel which was preached to them, was preached to us also. For the word preached to them did not mix with faith in them that heard it. So they received the gospel. The gospel was preached to them. And it also was accompanied with signs and wonders. The reason for the signs and wonders was so as to lead them to what? To believe. The same pattern. You know, God has never changed. Hallelujah. So it's the same pattern. God's word. His gospel and signs what? Accompanying. Praise God. I think we saw last week how that Matthew 17:5, Jesus, the Father rather, spoke about Jesus and says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. So Jesus came with a message. So signs and wonders must never take the lead. Hallelujah. All the signs were subject to the ministry of the word. All the signs and wonders subject to the ministry of the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We saw Matthew 4:23-25. In the ministry of Jesus, signs and wonders were subject to the ministry of the word. So again, signs and wonders must never take the lead. That's a wrong order. Hallelujah. The gospel first. Because you won't be different from false teachers. Matthew 9:35. Jesus went everywhere preaching, and signs were following. Matthew 9:35. Mark 1:38-39. Mark 1:38-39. Mark 6:6. Mark 6:6. Luke 7:21-23. Luke 7:21-23. Acts of Apostles 10:38. Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So he went about preaching, teaching, and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Glory to God. Let's write. So it is evident that the preaching of the gospel was the vehicle for the miraculous in the ministry of Christ. It is evident that the preaching of the gospel was the vehicle for the miraculous in the ministry of Christ. It is evident that the preaching of the gospel was the vehicle for the miraculous in the ministry of Christ. Let's look at Luke chapter 5. Let's take a look into Luke. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 5 and verse 17. Are we all there? Let's read together. Luke 5:17. Want to go? Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to do what? To heal them. As he was what? As he was what? As he was teaching. Glory to God. As he was what? Teaching. So let's write. So in commissioning the apostles, hallelujah. So in commissioning the apostles, glory to God, he handed to them the very same model and pattern. In commissioning the apostles, you know, we've seen that was Jesus' pattern and model. That was the way he did his thing. Praise God. So in commissioning the apostles, he handed to them the very same model and pattern. Glory to God. Matthew 10:7. Let's look at this. Matthew 10:7. Hallelujah. Matthew 10:7. The same pattern. Bible says, you know, this is instruction to them. As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely what? Freely give. As you go, do what? Preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So the preaching was to take the lead, right? Was the preaching. And then, while preaching, they demonstrate the things of God, things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Signs and wonders. Luke chapter 9, and verse 1 to 2. Luke chapter 9, verse 1 to 2. So in commissioning the apostles, he handed to them the very same pattern and model. Luke 9:1-2. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. Verse 2. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Hallelujah. To do what? Preach. And to do what? To heal the sick. Mark 6:12-13. Mark 6:12-13. Hallelujah. Mark 6:12-13. So they went out and preached that people should repent, and they cast out many demons and anointed with oil men who were sick and healed them. So they went out to do what? To preach. So while they were preaching, they began to cast out demons, heal the sick. The same pattern and model, the same order that we find in the ministry of Christ. Let's see Mark 16. This was the final instruction before the ascension. And we find the same pattern in that instruction. Mark chapter 16. And from verse 15 down to 20. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who do what? Who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them, and they will lay hands on the sick and they will what? They will recover. Hallelujah. Verse 19, so then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with and confirming the word through the accompanying what? Accompanying signs. They went out to do what? And then the Lord was confirming the word with what? Accompanying. So God's word must always take the lead. Back to 1 Corinthians. So let's write this. The apostles got busy with preaching the gospel because that's the vehicle for the miraculous. The apostles got busy with preaching the gospel because that is the vehicle for the miraculous. Amen. Hallelujah. So look up. Keep writing if you are not done. But then listen to this. So you know that when you read through the book of Acts, you are very observant. When you read through the book of Acts, you discover that the apostles were persecuted mostly for their doctrine. Are you aware? It was mostly because of what they were saying. And when they were to warn them or threaten them to not do anything, it was to not do what? To not preach. And then they said, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. Because the doctrine was what they were known for. Even when they prayed at Acts 4, see the order. They said, grant to your servants to speak your word with all boldness. By granting signs and wonders. So, God's word, that's what they were known for. They got busy with the word because they knew that God's word or the dispensing of God's word is the vehicle for the miraculous. That's how to distinguish between spirituals in Christ and outside Christ. Hallelujah. That is, if by the preaching of the gospel we see signs and wonders, we can trust what we are seeing. Amen. But if we don't have an emphasis on the word of God preaching, and we just come into this way and they begin to manifest, it can be anything. Hallelujah. It can just be anything. I don't get carried away. One time, we were having a meeting in this church, and a young man was falling, he couldn't stand, he was falling all through. I mean, it was prayer meeting, oh, praise God. And he was falling, he would get up, they would take him up, he would fall again. I was not deceived. Hallelujah. It's time for us to pray. Emoji. What spirit in you is falling when it's time to pray? Glory to God. So, it could just be that you want to sleep. You fall down, lie down, and we'll be struggling to, you know, if the guy just wants us to free him, he just doze off. Now, my suspicion was confirmed. After the meeting, he now came to me. He now gave me a note. Instructions for the church. And all the, who are you? As what? Praise God. He wants to start directing the church. This guy, we struggle to get him to sit down to learn God's word. We struggle to make him committed. He doesn't come for meetings. One of the few times he came, he began to fall around. He has given us instruction for the church. Glory to God. So, you know, we're not deceived by all those things. We are first looking at your attention or your commitment to God's word, to the gospel. Because it is there we can trust whatever you are manifesting. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I said to you last week, manifestation of plenty. That word manifest or manifestation is not unique to Christianity. Anybody can manifest. Hallelujah. Write down this text of the Bible. Acts 4:30. So the apostles got busy preaching the gospel because that's the vehicle for the miraculous. Acts 4:30. Acts of Apostles 5:12. In all those instances, you find them preaching and you see power of God. Hallelujah. Signs, wonders, miracles following and accompanying the ministry. Acts 4:30, Acts 5:12. Acts 8:4-6. Acts 14:3. Acts 14:3. Acts 14:8-10. Acts 14:8-10. Romans 15:19. No, Paul was capturing the detail of his ministry. Romans 15:19. From where? He says, I preach the gospel from where? Illyricum, round about Iconium, round about Illyricum, I fully preach the gospel in mighty signs and wonders. Mighty signs and wonders. Romans 15:19. Galatians 3:1-5. You're not writing? The Bible is done. The Bible is lost. Galatians 3:1-5. Or your hand is paining you. Galatians 3:1-5. Now let's read that one. I like the way Paul said this one. Galatians in chapter 3:1-5. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:1-5. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was portrayed, clearly portrayed, among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If indeed it was in vain. Verse 5, therefore he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? So how does God work miracles among us? By the words. What is hearing of faith? The preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. So faith comes by what? Hearing. So what he calls hearing of faith is the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, right. If a man is always about signs, and has no regard for the gospel,
sound doctrine,
he is not following the Christ model. Glory to God. He's not following what? The Christ model. The model of Christ is an obsession and a passion for the gospel. And then signs will be attendant. Hallelujah. So if a man is always about signs and wonders and has no regard for the gospel, semicolon, sound doctrine, comma, he is not following the Christ model. More so, according to 1 Corinthians 12:1-3, or moreover, according to 1 Corinthians 12:1-3, because we are restating it, moreover, according to 1 Corinthians 12:1-3, the gospel is the only thing that differentiates between genuine signs and lying wonders. According to 1 Corinthians 12:1-3, the gospel is the only thing that differentiates between genuine signs and lying wonders. Genuine signs and lying wonders. Let's keep writing. Back to 1 Corinthians 12. Back to 1 Corinthians 12. Paul, having established the basis for the manifestation of the Spirit. In his opening paragraph, moved on to other vital things concerning spirituals in Christ. Paul, having established the basis for the manifestation of the Spirit in his opening paragraph, moved on to other vital things concerning spirituals in Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:4-7. 1 Corinthians 12:4-7. Hallelujah. Are you there? 1 Corinthians 12:4-7. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. 1 Corinthians 12:4-7. I'll read again. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Underline the same Spirit. There are diversities or differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Now let's write. The word diversities. The word diversities. As used at verse 4. The word diversities as used at verse 4. Is the same word translated differences at verse 5 and 6. Okay, at verse 5. Differences. The differences of ministry. And that's the same word diversities. Just one Greek word. So one Greek word for diversities, verse 4. Differences, verse 5. Diversities again at verse 6. Glory to God. That's the word diaresis. D-I-A-I-R-E-S-I-S. Or diaresis. I'm not sure I got this. Hallelujah. D-I-A-I-R-E-S-I-S. That's the same word used for diversities and differences. It also means varieties. Praise God. It also means varieties. So it could also be rendered, there are different kinds of gifts. When we say diversities of gifts, it could also mean there are different kinds of gifts. Praise God. Now, the word gift is the Greek word charisma. The word gift is the Greek word charisma or charisma. No, there's an English word charisma. So that guy, I like his charisma. Praise God. His charm. The word gift is the Greek word charisma, which means endowment. It means endowment or miraculous faculty. Gift, endowment, miraculous faculty, which is used only for things received freely. It is used only for things received freely. That's why, listen up, that's why all those teachings or schools of thought concerning how people must fast, pray, tap into something, do this, sow a seed to activate the things of the Spirit, they are not consistent with scriptures. Because the word gift, charisma, is only for things you received without any cost. Hallelujah. You received without what? You didn't do anything. It's freely bestowed. Realize that when Simon the sorcerer wanted to, can I just give money so that I can also, you know, that stuff. Peter rebuked him and said, may your money perish. Do you think you can buy the gift of God with money? But you know, that stuff is what people are encouraging today. You see a man who is flowing in word of knowledge and he says, let me see if I can tap into that grace. That man is prophetic, is thick. Praise God. Have you heard things like that before? His prophetic is very thick. Atamatasi, sharpshooter. Glory to God. He looks at you like this and says, you schooled in Maduguri. Praise God. He says, yes, sir. You know, that's word from knowledge. Hallelujah. When you were serving, you donated all your NYC salary to a church. Hallelujah. Word from knowledge. There are certain prophets that read WhatsApp. Praise God. That read people's profiles on Facebook and get to church and begin to call cases. Amen. She said, that man is prophetic. Now there's real prophetic, there's real word of knowledge, word of, you get all those things. We work in them. So, but when I see a man who is working in those things, I don't say, let me see what I can do. Can I connect? Amen. Even if it is a handshake, it's still wrong. Amen. Say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The man now falls under the power. And from that day, begins to... Charisma is something you got without doing anything. Hallelujah. It's freely given. Hallelujah. Romans 1:11. Paul used this same word, charisma. He says that I may impart some spiritual gifts to you. They were not going to work for it. We've done a study on Romans 1:11, what it means to impart spiritual gifts. So they were not going to do anything. Romans 1:11, to impart spiritual gifts. Romans 5, 15, 16. Paul used it for the gift of righteousness. That word charisma is used only for things freely received. Romans 5, 15 to 16. Paul used it for the gift of righteousness. Romans 6, 23. The gift of eternal life. Romans 6, 23. The gift of what? Of eternal life. Romans 11, 29. Paul used it for Israel's call. The gift and the calling of God are without repentance. How God chose Israel. They did nothing. One of the things Moses said to them in the Old Testament is that do not think that you are chosen because of your righteousness, because you are just like every other nation. So it's a gift. Romans 11, 29. Romans 12, 6. Paul used it for ministry gifts in every saint. Every believer has the ministry. Can minister. Hallelujah. Romans 12 and verse 6. Paul used it for ministry gifts in every saint. 1 Corinthians 7, 7. Paul used it for the gift of celibacy. That is, not getting married. Paul says it's a gift. Each one has his gift in this manner. Now, I want to be like Paul. If you are not gifted like Paul, we'll just come one day and discover that you've impregnated all the sisters in the church. Praise God. You may go from sisters to chickens. Praise God. And to goats. Paul says each one has his own word, his own gift. It's a gift. If you can see, you can write this down. Matthew 19, verse 12. Jesus spoke about it. Some are born eunuchs. Some made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom. So it's a gift. So it's something bestowed freely. So that means Paul was not born in like every other person. Praise God. He didn't feel a need for a sister. Hallelujah. So if you feel a need for a sister, I'll still be Pauline. Just stop that. Praise God. Come here now. Let's lay hands on you. Hallelujah. And so, listen. So that means when we see some people in church who don't really fancy marriage, we shouldn't pressure them. Did you get that? When we see some people in church who don't, they are not thinking marriage and they don't feel any need to get married. We shouldn't say, when are you getting married? Hallelujah. When will you get married? Because it's a gift. Glory to God. The man will just get married and have no need of the wife. Imagine a pastor that came on Facebook said, it's been 8 years we didn't touch ourselves. He's a eunuch. Praise God. They made him marry. Just leave the man. Hallelujah. And a sister or a brother is not in bondage in such cases. Just divorce the man. Hallelujah. Because, you go and commit something elsewhere. Praise God. So, 1 Corinthians 12, 4. Paul used it for all the gifts of the Spirit. Charisma. All the gifts of the Spirit. At 1 Corinthians 12, 9. 1 Corinthians 12, 9, 28 and 30. That is 1 Corinthians 12, 9, 12, 28, 12, 30. Paul used it for the gifts of healing. These are things freely bestowed or freely given. 1 Corinthians 12, 9, 28 and 30, the gift of healing. 1 Corinthians 12, 31, Paul used it for the best gift. He says, earnestly covet the best gifts. We'll get there in this series. 2 Corinthians 1, 11, 2 Corinthians 1, 11, Paul used it for the result of the supplication of the saints. The result of the supplication of the saints. They prayed for him. Hallelujah. The proof of their ministry. So they prayed, they supplicated for him. He used the word gift for that. So it was a gift to him. Hallelujah. The prayer of the saints were considered a gift to him. He did nothing. 1 Timothy 4:14. 1 Timothy 4:14. Paul used it for the ministry gift confirmed in Timothy. Paul used it for the ministry gift confirmed in Timothy. Timothy. 2 Timothy 1:6. The same use. Ministry gift confirmed in Timothy. 1 Timothy 4:14. 2 Timothy 1:6. For the ministry gift confirmed in Timothy. He says, ministry gift that was given by the laying of my hands. Stir up the gift that was given you by the laying of my hands. 1 Peter 4:10. Peter used it for ministry. I mean, all kinds. He says, as everyone has received the gift, let him minister. Let him minister as a good steward of Christ. Praise God. Let's keep writing. So, charisma is not something you strive or labor to attain. Charisma is not something you strive or labor to attain. It's a supernatural enabling. Hallelujah. Charisma is not something you strive or labor to attain. It's a supernatural what? Enabling. Glory to God. So, diversities of gifts, right? Diversities of gifts, different kinds of gifts. And I'm saying the word gift is charisma. It's not something you labor for, you don't strive to get it. It's freely bestowed upon you. Glory to God. So, the things of the Spirit are things we have received freely. The things of the Spirit are things we have received freely. The things of the Spirit are things we have received what? Freely. We are not to pay any price. Jesus paid the price. Hallelujah. We are not to do what? We are not to pay any price. Why? Because Jesus paid the price. You know, at John 7, Bible says, Jesus says, he will test come, drink of me, and he will believe, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This he said about the Spirit of God, which will be given to those who will believe on him, because the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Amen. In Peter's sermon, in book of Acts, he says, having received from God the Father, therefore being exalted the right hand of God, and having received the promise of the Father, he poured out this which you now see and hear. So Jesus paid the price for that gift. Amen. So we don't pay any price. We only receive. Glory to God. So, diversities of spiritual endowments or supernatural abilities, but the same Spirit. Diversities of spiritual endowment or supernatural abilities, but the same Spirit. Glory to God. Diversities of spiritual endowments or supernatural abilities, but the same Spirit. This is why I'm saying same Spirit. Hallelujah. So at verse 5, keep writing. At verse 5, it says there are differences of ministries. The word differences there, like I showed you, is the same word diversities. Varieties. Glory to God. So, listen up. So, about the gifts. So, that means you don't have one gift, Abby. What do you have? Varieties. Amen. Different kinds. So, at verse 5, it says differences of ministries. Now, the word ministries is the Greek word diakonia. The word ministries is the Greek word diakonia. Ministries is the Greek word diakonia. D-I-A-K-O-N-I-A. D-I-A-K-O-N-I-A. Which is used mostly for ministry gifts. It is used mostly for ministry gifts. Hyphen, teachers, prophets, apostles, etc. The word ministry is the Greek word diakonia, which is used mostly for ministry gifts. Hyphen, teachers, prophets, apostles, etc. Or service among the saints. Praise God. That is, ministry is not about gifts of the Spirit, like word of knowledge, word of wisdom, tongues, interpretation. Ministry gifts here is about offices or service among the saints. Amen. It could be any kind of service. It can even be canal. Is that the right word? Canal, as per, I know you understand this. Canal ministry. Praise God. Like, we're serving in canal things, not spiritual things. Serving food, giving money, and all that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or let's say natural things. So let's write Luke 10:40. At Luke 10:40, it was used for matter service. We're starting with the carnal one.
Praise God. When Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you are encumbered by many things. Amen. And then he was saying, you know, you are bothered by this service and all that. That service, he was trying to do something. Prepare something. Perhaps some sumptuous meal for the Lord. So that's the same word used for it, service. Acts 1:17 and 25. It was used for the apostolic office from which Judas fell. It was used for the apostolic office from which Judas fell. Acts of Apostles 6 and 1. Acts of Apostles 6 and verse 1. It was used for serving food to the needy among the saints. Have you seen? It's the same word, ministry. Glory to God. So, you know, we could be having convention or workers' retreat, and then during the break session, some people are in the kitchen kitchen place, and they are preparing food, and I go there, and I say, how is the ministry going? You don't say, ah, this is not ministry. Oh, that's a ministry. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, the brother is so excited. He said, yes. Hallelujah. So that's a kind of ministry. Serving food. Acts 6:1. Acts 6:4. It was used for the teaching ministry. Ministry of the word. We give ourselves continually to prayers and to the ministry of the word. It's the same word. Amen. So, as a pastor, you don't say, so my preaching is ministry. Serving food is also ministry. Praise God. Oh, it's any respect. It's ministry. Hallelujah. But different kind of what? Ministry. Amen. Acts 11:29. It was used for giving to the saints. Acts 11:29. Used for giving to the saints. Acts 12:25. It was used for the apostolic ministry. This ministry of an apostle. This was about Paul and Barnabas. Acts 12:25. Used for the apostolic ministry. Acts 20:24. And Acts 21:19. Acts 20:24. And Acts 21:19. It was used for the apostolic ministry of Paul. Or Paul's apostolic ministry. Praise God. It's the same. Acts 20:24. Acts 21:29. Romans 11:13, it was used for Paul's apostolic ministry to the Gentiles. Romans 11:13, used for Paul's apostolic ministry to the Gentiles. Romans 12 and verse 7, it was used for ministry within the body. That is ministry, this is about all of us, but it's within the body of Christ. Romans 12:7, ministry within the body. Romans 15:31. It was used again for giving to the saints. When we say giving, we're talking about money. Hallelujah. Ministry. Giving to the saints. That's a form of ministry. 1 Corinthians 16:15. Again, for the giving to the saints. The word ministry is used again for giving to the saints. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 to 9. 2 Corinthians 3, 7 to 9. It was used for the ministry of the new covenant. Generally, the preaching of the gospel. It was used for the ministry of the ministry of the new covenant. 2 Corinthians 3, 9, 7 to 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1. It was used again for Paul's apostolic ministry. 2 Corinthians 4:1, it was used for Paul's apostolic ministry. 2 Corinthians 5:18, it was used for the ministry of reconciliation. Again, the preaching of the gospel, which belongs to all of us. 2 Corinthians 5:18, the ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. And then 2 Corinthians 6:3. It was used for Paul's apostolic ministry. I've been saying apostolic ministry, Paul's apostolic ministry. Of course, by extension, believers share in that ministry. Because if you are reached by that ministry, you are able to extend the same to others by preaching. Praise God. So, but then specifically, it was referring to Paul's ministry. 2 Corinthians 6:3. 2 Corinthians 8:4, it was used again for the giving to the saints. 2 Corinthians 8:4, giving to the saints. 2 Corinthians 9:1, 12, and 13. 2 Corinthians 9:1, 12, and 13, used again for giving to the saints. 2 Corinthians 9:1, 12, and 13, used again for giving to the saints. 2 Corinthians 11:8, it was used for Paul's service to the Corinthians. Paul's service to the Corinthians. He says, I robbed other churches, taking wages of them that I may serve you. Now, that service could be in different ways, but specifically, it will be chiefly about preaching the gospel to them, teaching them and all that. But you know, Paul says to them, I will spend and be spent for you. So he did all that things. Praise God. So his service to the Corinthians. Ephesians 4:12. It was used for the ministry of all the saints. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 12. Used for the ministry of all the saints. Hallelujah. Colossians 4:17. It was used for the ministry of Archippus. Say to Archippus, take it to your ministry. Ministry of the saints. Now, when he says, say to Archippus, take it to your ministry, it could just be referring to the preaching of the gospel, like witnessing. It could also mean Archippus had a particular role in the church. We are not told. Praise God. But then he was told to take heed to his ministry. Hallelujah. To fulfill it. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. 1 Timothy 1:12. It was used for Paul's apostolic ministry. 1 Timothy 1:12. Used for Paul's apostolic ministry. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 5. 2 Timothy 4:5. It was used for Timothy's evangelistic ministry. Hallelujah. Timothy's evangelistic ministry. 2 Timothy 4:11, it was used again for Paul's apostolic ministry. And the last one. 2 Timothy 4:11, used again for Timothy's apostolic ministry. Paul's apostolic ministry, the last one. Revelation 2:19, it was used for the service of the church in Thyatira. Service of the church in Thyatira. Revelation 2:19. Praise God. So you see that, listen, so you see that ministry is different from the gifts. The gifts are about the gifts of spirit, operation, utterances, revelation, power gifts, and all those things. But the ministry is about the office, gifts. And it makes sense because Paul was still going to refer to this at verse 27 to 31. Amen. So he's talking about gifts, then he's talking about ministries. Hallelujah. So at 1 Corinthians 12:27 to 31, the context of 1 Corinthians 12:5, ministries there, is about ministry offices. Now let's have a clarification. This place has been a puzzle for many. 1 Corinthians 12:27 to 31. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually, and God has appointed these in the church: first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, hallelujah, the writers of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gift, and I'll show you a more excellent way. Now listen. Praise God. What did you notice? From verse 27 down to 31. Hallelujah. If you are listening online, you can also try and notice. Praise God. What did you notice? Is there a difference? Huh? Gifts and ministries. What are the gifts? You know, it says, do all speak in tongues? Do all believers speak in tongues? Or are all believers meant to speak in tongues? Can all speak in tongues? Can all prophesy? Now, why are these questions here? What did you notice? Now, let's not, because it's an online broadcast too, let me not take too much of our time. Now, let's see. The first thing to note is that these gifts are different. These gifts are different. They are set in the church. Hallelujah. The gifts are different and they are what? They are set in the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then, look at this. Notice that at verse 27, there's a change and there's a difference. Listen now, look up now. At verse 27, there's a change and a difference in how he lists those things, in how he spoke about them. First, he mentions persons, then he mentions gifts, right? So he didn't say he has set some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, and then miracle workers and healers and people who speak in tongues. That's not the initial way of presentation. You find people, then you find expressions, right? So now listen, this is very tricky because it will seem as though Paul is saying we have prophets, pastors, apostles, teachers, then we have workers of signs and wonders. But if you have listened to everything we've been saying since the beginning, where does the miraculous find expression? In the gospel. So are there people in the church who don't preach the gospel, but they are workers of miracles? Listen now. Answer. Are there people in the church who have varieties of tongues, but they are not ministers of the gospel? Now, the apostle and the prophet, does signs and wonders follow them as they do their work, as they preach? That is how to read this portion. The focus is on the gifts. You know, the only corroboration for this is Ephesians 4. And you see that at Ephesians 4, it just mentioned the offices. Now, when you look at this very carefully, in KJV, it says, he has set forth these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers. After that, glory to God, after that is to be seen as following this. That is, all these things that he's going to mention are going to be accompaniments to these ministry gifts. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to prove that to you. It is not that after prophets, we now have people doing miracles. No. It is that there's prominence for the ministry offices that are meant to teach the word. Praise God. It's the same pattern we'll be following. That God's word first, and then signs and wonders accompanying. So the focus is on the ministry gifts or the offices. And the signs and wonders, every other thing that follows, is to be seen as an accompaniment to the gifts or to the offices. After that, the after that is not a person. Praise God. The offices are people. Are you getting this? The offices are what? People. The expressions that follow are not people. They are expressions following this. Offices. Glory to God. After that. And I'm going to show you this carefully. Now let's see. Hallelujah. So or before we see that, let's just write this down so you don't miss that. Glory to God. The phrase after that, and of course you go home, examine it more carefully, and then you find these things clearly. Because don't forget what I said. It is not that we have prophets, pastors, teachers, then we have people who are miracle workers, tongues. No. There's no such order in the church. The ministry gift, after that, we have miracles. Glory to God. That is, those signs and wonders are following these ministry offices. Amen. So the phrase after that is to be seen as that which accompanies those ministry gifts. Or offices. And I'm going to show you in scriptures, I'm going to show you even helps and all those things. They are features in those ministry offices. The phrase after that is to be seen as what accompanies those ministry gifts. And I said, did you notice that the ministry gifts are persons? Unlike miracles, gift of healings, variety of tongues, and helps. We have persons, then we have expressions following them. The phrase after that is to be seen as what accompanies those ministry gifts. Did you notice that the ministry gifts are persons? Unlike miracles, gift of healings, variety of tongues, and helps. You can even add government or administrations. Hallelujah. Now, if you remember what we said about the miraculous being an accompaniment, this should be quite easy to understand. The ministry gifts mentioned are apostles, prophets, and teachers. The ministry gifts mentioned are apostles, prophets, and teachers. These ministry gifts are accompanied by manifestations of the Spirit. These ministry gifts are accompanied by manifestations of the Spirit. The ministry gifts mentioned are apostles, prophets, and teachers, and these ministry gifts are accompanied by those manifestations of the Spirit. Now let's start seeing scriptures to prove this from the Bible. Give evidence. Acts of Apostles 2:43. You notice that the apostles were the ones who were at the forefront of signs and wonders for a while in the early church. Every other person could also work it, but they attributed it much more to the ministry of the apostles. And then Paul makes a statement which we would examine carefully. Acts of Apostles 2:43. Acts of Apostles chapter 2 and verse 43. Are you still here? Acts 2:43. If this disrupts what you've known about that place, of course, take your time. We'll look at it carefully. But make those distinctions well. We have persons and we have expressions. The latter part of 1 Corinthians 12 is a further expounding of what he already said at verse 27 and 28. So you notice that in the initial part, it wasn't personifying those expressions. It just calls them miracles, varieties of tongues, helps. Look at this. Acts 2, 43. Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 43. Bible says, then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Wonders and signs done through who? The apostles. Acts 4:30. They prayed. Acts 4:30. Hallelujah. By stretching out your hands to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. The apostles, signs and wonders following them. Acts 5:12. Acts of Apostles 5:12. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. Through the hands of who? Where were all the other church members? They were also there, right? Hallelujah. How many of you recall that when Tabitha died, they called for who? Is it that they couldn't raise the dead? Hallelujah. They could. Hallelujah. They could, but they were not ready to raise her. Or they just felt they were helpless that time. Amen. Or they could not. Glory to God. Can all work signs and wonders? Can all do miracles? Is there such a thing as, if anyone among you is sick, let him call for the elder in the church? Right? Okay. Hallelujah. Acts of Apostles 14:3. Through the hands of the apostles. So, I'm trying to show you that there are certain ministry gifts that these things are accompanying specifically. Praise God. Specifically. And we're going to examine Paul's statement. Acts 14:3. Acts of Apostles 14:3. Bible says, therefore they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. The apostles again. Romans 15:19. Romans chapter 15 and verse 19. Glory to God. Paul speaking, he says, let me start from verse 18. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me in word and deed to make the Gentiles obedient in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum I fully preached the gospel of Christ in making the Gentiles obedient, mighty signs and wonders. Now look at 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 12. See what Paul said. 2 Corinthians 12:12. Can we all read together? One, two, go. Truly, the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. What does he call it? Or what did he call it? The signs of an apostle. Praise God. So listen, while every Christian can work signs and wonders and do miracles and all that, Because of the nature of the role or the office of the apostle, they would have more of it. It would be an attendant to the gospel. Number for one, they spent almost all their lives preaching. Praise God. You know, Paul said something to the Corinthians. He says, I thank my God I speak in tongues more than ye all. And I've heard people say, when I get to heaven, you won't be able to say that. Praise God. Because I will pray, me too, I will pray. I'm not sure that's what Paul was saying. No. I'm not sure the Corinthians were not praying. Hallelujah. I mean, Paul says you've been gifted in all, you've been enriched in all trances, and you came short behind in no gift. But you see, we are saying because of their role and assignment, we find some mighty demonstrations, some, you know, unique demonstrations in their ministries. Glory to God. Signs and wonders. When they get to a place, you will know. He calls it the signs of an apostle. Glory to God. Evangelists also have the same. And I'm saying to you, partly because of their role and assignment, number two, because they spend more time preaching. Glory to God. While you are in class studying, I mean, Paul did not even get married. He was walking on the streets of Iconium. Praise God. While you were studying masters, hallelujah. While you are going for PhD lessons, glory to God, the man Paul is at Ayobo preaching the gospel. So there will be more remarkable things. Glory to God. Realize also that apostles, because of their role, they are meant to break the ground where the gospel has never got into. So you can't do that without certain things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's that. Now, even for helps, let's write. Or let's quickly note this. For all we just saw. So, it is not that there are people with gifts of healings or miracles who aren't given to the ministry of the word. That's a faulty interpretation of 1 Corinthians 12, 27-31. We don't have miracle workers or healers who are not ministry gifts. No. The expressions accompanying those ministry offices. Hallelujah. So it is not that there are people with gifts of healings or miracles who aren't given to the ministry of the word. That's not it. There's no such pattern in the Bible. Amen. Are we clear? Even for helps, the apostles were given such a ministry. Helps that is mentioned at 1 Corinthians 12:27 is also a feature in the ministry of the apostles. Hallelujah. Even for helps, the apostles were given such a ministry. The word helps is the Greek word antilepsis. Sounds like epilepsy. The word helps is the Greek word antilepsis. Hallelujah. Which is from the root word antilambanomai. Anti-lambanomite. Antileptis is spelled A-N-T-I-L-E-P-S-I-S. Spell it like English. Antileptis. And it's from the root word anti-lambanomite. A-N-T-I, you know lambano. So just put lambano and then M-A-I. A-N-T-I-L-A-M-B-A-N-O-M-A-I. Which also means to help or support or to give succor. It means to help, to support, or to give succor. And you know, help here is about material things mostly. To support, to help, to give succor. That is the same word Paul translated or used rather at Acts 20:35. He used it for himself as an apostle. Let's look at that. Acts 20:35. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts 20:35. Until Lambanomai. Paul speaking. He says, I have shown you in every way, by laboring like this, that you must support the weak. And that's the word. You must, until Lambanomai, the weak. You must support. Help. You must help the weak. Now take note of what he said. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus. That he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So it means it's a doctrine. It is Jesus' doctrine. Praise God. And you notice something. That they committed it to Paul. When they were talking to him about the ministry, they told him, remember the poor. It's a major thing. Do you know Jesus himself was given to helps? He had a bag for the poor. Hallelujah. John 13:27-29. Jesus had a bag for the poor. So, the ministry of helps is also a feature in the ministry of the apostles, prophets, ministry gifts. They are to be given to helping others. In fact, the saints are meant to learn it from them. Glory to God. They have to learn it. John 13:27-29. Jesus had a bag for the poor. Galatians 2:9-10. Look at the instruction he gave to Paul. Galatians 2:9-10. Hallelujah. Galatians 2:9-10. Are you there? Bible says, from verse 9, and when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. They desired only that we should remember the poor, the very thing which I also was eager to do. Are you aware that the ministry they were committing to him was apostolic ministry? Paul and Barnabas, they were separated as apostles. And then the apostles gave them instruction. Remember what? The poor. So it's a doctrine. It's a doctrine committed to them, and they committed it to others. So helps is also a feature in the ministry gifts, in the expression of the ministry gifts. Glory to God. What other thing do we have there? We've seen gifts of healings, miracles, signs and wonders. We've seen helps, tongues. Don't they pray in tongues? Variety of tongues. I pray in tongues more than you all. What about government? Are there ministry gifts in the church and then people who are government? Ijoba. Hallelujah. Who are the people governing? Huh? In this church, do we have government? Who is the government? The leaders. In the early church, who were the government in the church? The apostles. That's the Greek word kubernesis. It means governing, ruling. So, it's not that we have prophets, pastors, teachers, apostles, and then we now have government, helps. No. Other saints can belong to the helps ministry and all those. But it is first a feature in the ministry gift. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Did you get that? It's first a feature in the ministry gift. So, kubernesis. K-U-B-E-R-N-E-I-N-E-S-I-S. That's the word government, administration. When they needed to appointment to sell food. Who were the people that were in charge? The apostles. When they wanted to collect properties from people, people were sowing and, you know, laying down, sowing as per, selling their houses and all that and bringing the money. They laid it at whose feet? The apostles' feet. The apostles were at the forefront of directorship and administration in the early church. Amen. So you see, all those things mentioned after the ministry gift are subject, or let me say, features in the ministry gifts. They are accompanying those ministries. So after that, following this are those expressions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll come back to that some other time. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 12:6. So differences of gifts, or diversities of gifts, differences of ministries, and then at verse 6, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 6, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 12, 6, and there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God. Diversities of activities. So we have seen gifts, we have seen ministries, and then now activities, operations. This particular one is about the workings. Let's write. The word activities or operations. The word activities or operations is about both the workings or effectiveness of the gift of the Spirit and the ministry gift. The word activities and operations is about both the workings or effectiveness of the gift of the Spirit and the ministry gifts. So this is not a separate thing. This is the workings or the operation of both. Hallelujah. It's about the workings or effectiveness of both gifts of the Spirit and the ministry gifts. That's the word energema in the Greek. Energema. E-N-E-R-G-E-M-A. Energema. E-N-E-R-G-E-M-A. Which means an effect or working. An effect or working. Energema, an effect or working. And it's from the root word energio. It's from the Greek word, is from the root word energio, which means to be active or efficient. From the root word energio, E-N-E-R-G-E-O, which means to be active or efficient, or to be at work. Hallelujah. Or to do what? Or to be what? To be at work. In other words, God by His Spirit has activated and set these things in motion. In other words, God by Spirit has activated and set these things in motion. You see that word energio is used in that same verse. 1 Corinthians 12:6. Energio. So we have energema, which is from the root word energio. And that word energio is also used in the same verse. And there are diversities of activities. Activities is energema, but it is the same God who works in all. Who works all in all. Energio is works. Hallelujah. So God has activated and set these things in motion. Everywhere this word is used, it is for things that are active, with or without your response. Everywhere this word is used, energio. Everywhere it is used, it is for things that are active, with or without your participation or response. Hallelujah. That is, something is working already. Whether you respond or you don't, whether you are aware, whether you notice it or not, something is at work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Energio. And anytime the word is used, it is for things that are already working, things that are active with or without your response. Let's see a few places. Glory to God. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 5 to 6. Hallelujah. Galatians 5:5-6. Galatians 5:5-6. Bible says, "For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love." And then we've seen this before. It is not faith working by your own love. Faith working through the love of God. So whether men believe or they don't believe, faith is at work through God's love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:11. It's already active. God has set the gospel in motion. Men can only come into that reality. But it's already in motion. Something is already at work. Jesus already died. He rose again. Forgiveness is available. Salvation is available. The love of God is already working. Men can only come into that operation. Hallelujah. So, with or without your participation, it is already at work. Amen. Ephesians 1:11. Ephesians 1:11. Look at this. "In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will." Did God need your participation to work all these things? No. It's already active. It is what God is doing and what God has done. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ephesians 2:2. Look at this one. Even for Satan. Ephesians 2:2. "In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now walks in the sons of disobedience." Energio. The spirit is at work in them. Some of them don't know. In fact, many of them don't know. Are you aware? Are you aware many unbelievers don't know that there's the spirit of disobedience at work in them? They think it's their own doing. So, whether you are conscious of it or not, it is already at work. It's active. Glory to God. When you begin to manifest it, it's only an evidence of what is already active. Glory to God. Ephesians 2:2. Ephesians 3:20. Look at this also. Something that is already active. Ephesians 3:20. "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that what? That works in us." Have you seen? Is God's power at work in you? Is there power at work in us? When you are asleep, is God's power at work in you? That's energy. It's active. Active power. You don't do anything. Whether you are aware or you are not aware, it is at work in you. Hallelujah. God's power. The life of God. Look at this place. Philippians 2:13. Philippians 2:13. Bible says at Philippians 2:13, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure." God works in us both to do what? To will and to do. Hallelujah. God is already at work in us to will and to do. Colossians 1:29. Colossians 1:29. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:29. Glory to God. Colossians 1:29. "To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily." Do you know what Paul is saying? I'm working based on the fact that I know that God's power is at work in me. Glory to God. That is, my working is a response to a consciousness of the fact that God's power is at work in me. Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. "So that it may establish your acts blameless." 1 Thessalonians 2:13. "For this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe." Hallelujah. The moment you believe the gospel, God's word works in you. Hallelujah. It's at work. So it's active. So let's write. So we don't activate anything. Glory to God. We don't activate anything. The activities and the operations of the Spirit of God are already active in us. Hallelujah. We don't activate anything. The operations and the activities of the Spirit of God are already active in us. We only respond to what's already active. We only respond to what's already active. We only respond to what's already active. The power of God is working in you now and forever. The power of God is working in you now and forever. The Spirit is already active in you. Hallelujah. You know, there's this idea of that the Spirit of God is in you. It's lying dormant. The Spirit of God will never be dormant. The only person that will be dormant is you. Praise God. That is, you'll be the only one not doing anything. But the Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed until the day of salvation, will never be dormant. Praise God. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. Glory to God. The Spirit helps our infirmities, making intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. So you see, the Spirit of God will never, the Spirit of God will never be dormant. It would always be active. Praise God. So we are not to activate anything. We are to respond to what is active already. Listen to this version. I love the New Revised Standard Version. It says, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. Hallelujah. It is the same God who does what? Who activates all of them in everyone. So we don't go for activation meetings. Praise God. You know, Paul was not laboring on how people should activate. It's just showing them how to see and know that it's already active. Hallelujah. It is already active in you. When a man begins to pray in tongues, that's not when he activates the Spirit. He's responding to what is already active. Praise God. That's the power of God. Glory be to God. Say with me, God's power is at work in me. The Spirit is active in me. The things of the Spirit have been activated in me. Hallelujah. So you notice that Paul wasn't trying to show them how to activate it. He just showed them how to respond to what's already at work in them. Glory to God. So let's write. Take note of same Spirit. Same Spirit. In fact, I remember one particular year, I was watching all this activation, whatever. I wasted 40 days. I went on 40 days fasting and prayer. It's one of the saddest moments of my life. Then I got videos, activating videos. Now, funny thing is, I had been working in these things before then. But you know, there's a way people will sell those things to you. Can you activate it? Can you So, you know, let's get in the flow. I wasted my time. Man said, he's a white man. Man said, close your eyes. I want to see a vision. Close your eyes. Now be still. Praise God. Be still. What did you perceive? What did you perceive? Comfort. Comfort. Is there anybody here who needs comfort? Yes, sir. Yes, that's for you. Comfort. Eh? Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Imagine what he just showed you. Is that how to activate anything? Does this one look like active? Praise God. If it's active, then it's working. You don't need any paparazzi. Glory to God. So those things don't work. Hallelujah. Just stay with the word of God. So take note of same Spirit, same Lord, and same God who works all in all. Same Spirit, same God, same Lord who works all in all. Hallelujah. He works all in what? In all. Glory be to God. I think I'll just close tonight because time is fast spent. So, he works all in. So, it is not some of the gifts, right? It is all, right? He works all in how many? In all. He activates all of them in everyone. Glory be to God. Rise to your feet and give him praise. Lift your hands and thank him. manifestation of spirit. The same spirit, diversities of gifts, differences of ministries, diversities of operations, the workings of these things. But it is the same spirit. It is the same Lord. It is the same God who has activated all of them in every one of us. It belongs to us. We don't try to get it activated. It's already active. God's power is at work in you now. The Spirit of God is active in you now. Whether you acknowledge it or not, that is the reality. But when you respond to it, listen. So God has worked in us and God is at work in us. But when we respond to it, what happens? He now works through us. Glory to God. What happens when we respond to the activity of the Spirit within us is that God now begins to work through us. Hallelujah. But whether you know it or not, or you are conscious of it, God is at work in you. God is at work in us. Lift your hands and give Him praise. God is at work in us. Yes, Lord. God is at work in us. 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 Hey, God is at work in us. God is at work in us. God is at work in us. Obara gala balashko blegene blegene no rigi bashaka balagara dedi chila. Jata la tatari etela glabraga bashaka telen koromboro tolo chile gadia. Ejute le baba ragada shaka tala tatari etela braga bashaka ta. God is at work in us. God is at work in us. The power of God is at work in us. The Spirit of God is at work in us. The things of the Spirit have been activated in us. The Holy Ghost in me will never be dormant. I only choose to respond to the active power of God. I choose to respond. I can only choose to respond. I cannot dull the things of God. I can only develop a dull mind, become insensitive to the operations and the workings of the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Where I am is where you are. You live in me. You walk through me. Where I am, where I am is where you are. You live in me. Through me,
you walk through me.
Where I am is where you are. Where
I am is where you are.
You live in me.
You live in me.
You walk through me.
You walk through me.
Where I am is where you are.
You live in me.
You walk through me.
You walk through me.
Hallelujah. Can God be inactive? So we say you are the temple of the living God. Then you say you want to activate. Activate what? That's God within you. Hallelujah. The potency of God is force, is energy, is spirit, is at work in you. Glory to God. Lift your hands. Give Him praise tonight. Thank Him. Let's just pray. Wow, 5 more minutes as we close. Yelle kolo dala kabasa kabala gara deri gibasha katari yela broko bolo gara lodi. Eyandula bla 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 basha ta 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 ture dele ture gibasha ta la. Yelu le ture gibalus kapara dolo ture gibala bla 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 Wherever you are in the audience, sick in your body. Wherever you are in the audience, sick in your body. Receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. Pick up your healing now in the name of Jesus. Left, right, center, wherever you are in the audience. Online, offline, receive. The power of the Lord is here. Healing power is at work. Bringing about the change in our bodies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Meeting is closed tonight. See you on Sunday for another powerful time in the Word of God. We continue our series, Kerygma, How the Gospel Was Proclaimed. Hope you were blessed tonight. All right, see you on Sunday. Praise God.